Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Have you ever had to put your plans on hold due to symptoms of generalized myasthenia gravis, or GMG? Like taking that weekend trip, talking with friends, or enjoying a meal? Learn about a treatment option that may help. Visit TreatGMG.com to learn more. That's TreatGMG.com. GMG.com.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
Now, Phil didn't mention it. He was talking about Leinster because the Leinster is the more immediate game in the quarterfinals of the Champions Cup. But tomorrow then, Bordeaux versus Munster. And Donal Lenihan is actually with us live from France this morning.
Good morning, Ian.
What's it like over there, Donal? What's going on?
Well, Ian, France is a sea of red this morning. People were wondering how Munster fans would find the energy, not to mention the spondolics, to do France 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, but they have found a way. Now, the truth is that there are thousands of Munster fans who have stayed in France for the last 10 days. They didn't even bother going home. Now, there's estimates of between 10 to 20,000 Munster rugby refugees wandering around France, Ian. They're in tents, they're in hostels, they're on benches. And reports that many of them have gone native. Now, one stalwart Munster supporter, Jerry O'Sullivan, I know him myself from Carras Éireann, he's barely been out of the place for the last 40 years. He's gone around with a beret on him, Ian, and he was heard outside a cafe the other day saying, "Jambon et fromage, s'il vous plaît, garçon."
Come on, Jerry.
Which, to be honest with you, frightened a lot of Munster supporters, and that put shockwaves through the whole clan. Yeah. Now, this has had lots of spin-off effects, not only in France, but the Munster economy is down 2% in the last week since the deluge came over here. And fans who are quickly running out of basic supplies. Now, Mitchelstown Credit Union have acted. They've set up an emergency pop-up finance outlet on the outskirts of Bordeaux for distressed Munster fans. And reportedly, JP McManus himself has hired an Aer Lingus A330 from Shannon to drop relief supplies over Bordeaux.
You can always depend on JP, eh?
You can always depend on him. He's the man that'll bail us all out. I was coming out of a public toilet there a minute ago, and I was nearly killed by a small crate of Barry's tea, which fell out of the sky and nearly knocked me for God almighty. It's 3 o'clock tomorrow. It's Bordeaux versus Munster, and this is going to be huge.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.